Welcome to the August 31st, 2009 episode of Blue Shift, brought to you from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. We've dedicated three episodes this summer to sharing the story of astronomical data, how we get it, what we can do with it, and why it's so important to use data to communicate in science. This episode will wrap up our summer series as we discuss an interesting new research project that wants to find out what makes astronomical images attractive and informative. Anita Krishnamurthy spoke with Randall Smith of the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics about this research and some interesting early results.
So, Randall, you're involved in a very interesting project about aesthetics and astronomy. Tell us a little bit about the idea behind this project.
Our idea was to look at what are people actually getting out of all of the images that astronomers are now generating from sources like the Hubble Space Telescope, the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the Spitzer Telescope. We have a number of very interesting satellites, very interesting data sets coming down, and there's been a lot of press releases and other information that goes out to the public, but very little study of what are people really getting out of it. What are they learning about astronomy? Are they enjoying the images? And, you know, basically, we're putting this information out there, and we wanted to study what are people getting out of it.
Okay, so how did you go about examining this question?
Our first two approaches were to do a very broad survey, and we wanted to do a survey of as many people as we could possibly get, and so we used the Astronomical Picture of the Day site, with their permission, and put a link on that site, which is visited by a million people or more a day, to our survey. We had that link up for a few weeks, and we got about 10,000 responses, which was, for this kind of study, a gigantic number. Frequently, only 500 or so responses would be considered a good number. We also did a separate series of focus groups with about 10 people each, ranging from complete novices who knew nothing really about astronomy and were just picked up off the streets, not so to speak, all the way to professional astronomers. And then we asked them a series of questions and recorded their answers.
Can you tell us a little bit about any of the data you've already obtained and any preliminary results that you might be willing to discuss?
We've come up with some very interesting preliminary results. Nothing is quite complete yet, but answered a number of questions that we had just setting out. For example, one of the longstanding issues was whether or not when you distributed an image that was, you know, hopefully beautiful in and of itself. In some cases, astronomical images have been shown in museums. So we know that they can be beautiful in and of themselves. But we were curious to know whether or not explaining what the image was about would help people understand it better and what impact that would have. And what we found was somewhat surprising, although not totally so, and it's that people think the images are more attractive if they're given more information about them. So we provided an image with a no text, an image with a very short text, and an image with a longer descriptive text going along with it. And we found that people who saw the text felt the image was more attractive. So basically we discovered that people, once they know what the image is about, they find the image itself better, more interesting, and more attractive.
So how far along in the project are you now? Are you nearing completion? Do you still have a lot of data gathering to do?
We have almost finished sort of what we consider the first stage of the project. We have finished the first survey and the focus groups, and we've analyzed much of the data. We are now in the process of writing up the first papers, and we foresee a series of papers in a range of journals, from a purely aesthetic journal interested in how do people perceive images to some articles in journals more interested in public outreach.
Okay. What is the takeaway that you want people in the community to get from this project?
Well, what we really were hoping is that we could do a better job of communicating astronomical images and astronomical results to the public. That was our overarching goal. The interest in aesthetics and how people perceive it is interesting, but there is a significant amount of money put into creating these images, and it would be good if we can get the best bang for our buck out of it to give the public what they're paying for. something that was somewhat surprising to us, because it's not true in the general art sense necessarily, that you don't need to understand an artwork or understand the context behind an artwork to find it attractive. But apparently it does make a big difference to understand the background to an astronomical image when judging how attractive it is.
Hmm, fascinating. So what are the next steps for this project now?
We have submitted another proposal to the Smithsonian Institution asking for funding to do work going into museums and doing surveys in museums, showing astronomical pictures in different forms, asking people what they get out of it, and studying what they look at and how long. We would also be interested in doing some eye motion studies, they're called, where you show people images and text and then study where they're looking to see, do they spend more time looking at the image? Do they spend more time reading the text? How do people get the information out of a press release, so to speak? And how can we make that information transfer better?
People may say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, but clearly astronomical images are even better when you have the picture and 1,000 words. To see some pretty pictures and to learn about the science behind them, visit our website at universe.nasa.gov/blueshift. You can also follow us on Twitter as NASA Blueshift. I'd like to close this episode with a very special shout-out to Anita Krishnamurthy, who has been the producer of Blueshift since we started in 2007. She got us going and has been absolutely essential in keeping our momentum. Anita is moving on to another position, and we wish her the best of luck. We'll be back in mid-September with another behind-the-scenes look at astrophysics at NASA. Until then, this is Sarah Mitchell, bringing the universe closer to you with Blueshift.